Once again, we're at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, and today we're with the American Angus Association, and we're speaking with
Mark McKelly.
Now, Mark, what are the genetic selection tools on the horizon for beef cattle producers?
Yeah, I think genetic selection has, I think of it back in the early days when we just had, we went out and looked at them visually and selected our, which bulls we were going to keep back and which cows we were going to keep back in our herd. And it's gotten a lot more precise than that. We have selection tools that can help cattlemen better select, whether it be for calving ease, for maternal traits, for growth traits, feed efficiency, all the way out to carcass merit and ultimately predicting consumer satisfaction. We've got a lot of indexes built for for cattlemen to use that kind of help them balance and weight all of those traits. You know, and now on the horizon, we're starting to be able to look at genetic selection for disease resistance and environmental adaptability. So lots of exciting things on the horizon.
So how do producers add value to the calf crop on sale day?
Yeah, I think, you know, as they're making the genetic investment to produce better cattle, obviously they're going to be able to have more calves to wean, they're going to have more pounds of weaning weight, and so that's obviously going to pay off. But in addition to that, there's programs today. An American Angus Association offers a program called Angus Link, where a cattleman can enroll those calves that document the genetic merit. It also is a process-verified program that documents source and age of those cattle. They can add additional marketing claims on to those cattle and really helps document the value that they've added as a producer to when they get ready to sell those cattle, the buyers and the bidders know and feel have confidence in that genetic merit and that added value and are willing to pay those extra premiums that cattlemen are seeking.
How can producers get their share of the $75 million in packer premiums paid annually?
You know, last year, the Certified Angus Beef brand from our packers directly paid that $75 million in grid premiums back to cattlemen. So the most direct route to those dollars is actually owning those cattle all the way through the feed yard and selling those cattle to those packers on a grid or some sort of a value-based system where there is a direct Certified Angus Beef brand premium that comes back. That's those $75 million. Less direct than that, of course, is producing feeder cattle that have the ability to hit that target. And, you know, those are cattle that obviously grow and perform, but also are special from a carcass merit or marbling standpoint, which is the primary determinant of whether cattle hit those quality premiums, Certified Angus Beef and Prime. So as a cattleman is building those cattle with more marbling potential, being able to document that in a program such as Angus Link and communicate that on to the feeder, they know about those grid premiums that are out there for Certified Angus Beef and Prime, and they're then willing to pay more for those calves that can achieve those premiums.
How do producers balance maternal goals in the cow herd with high-quality beef production in the calf crop?
You know, I think that's a good question. A lot of cattlemen probably struggle with a little bit. If you're just a cow-calf producer not retaining ownership, it's sometimes, you know, you obviously have to focus on the maternal strengths of your cow herd, making sure that those cows are fertile, that they're getting bred each year, that they're bringing in that big, heavy calf. The real exciting thing, and when we look at the world of genetic selection, is we can also, at the same time, be selecting for marbling, be selecting for, if you will, carcass merit, while not having any negative impact on the maternal function of the cow herd. So, as I like to say, you can have it all. You really can select for maternal traits and marbling at the same time with no ill effect.
If our listeners have questions or would like more information, how can they get it?
Lots of different resources out there in the Angus family. Angus.org would be a website that they could go get a lot more information. Also, cabpartners.com, things that are specific to the Certified Angus Beef brand.